So we got the commissioner here, so we'll go ahead with the ribbon cutting, and as I indicated...
That's Southeast Deputy Commissioner for Transportation Gary Davis, stalling for time. The Sitka Roundabout opened in mid-July, almost 2 weeks ahead of schedule. The incredible summer weather sped the work along. But for the August ribbon-cutting ceremony, things were back to normal, and Sitkins milled about in rain gear in the parking lot of the Church of the Nazarene, while Commissioner Leo von Schaben's plane circled overhead in the fog. But he turned up in the nick of time, grabbed the other handle of some giant shears with Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams, and cut a red ribbon.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Great, everybody.
Okay, we're mosey over to the senior center now.
The roundabout has improved traffic flow at the intersection, but 40 or so people trickling over the crosswalks to the senior center managed to plug things up just like the old days. This intersection and the two major roads it connects are all state property, and the money used to build it was federal. But the roundabout proved to be a scrap at the city level, as the Sitka Assembly over 2 years repeatedly denied the state the easements needed to build it. In his speech at the reception, Commissioner von Schaben alluded to what may be remembered as one of our stranger political battles.
I remember a year ago, Mel Menzies coming to me and saying, I'm trying to get a roundabout in Sitka, and it was, I see somebody smiling, it was... Let's just say it was a tough battle, and I am glad you guys finally agreed to do it, because we would have lost money, we would have lost the project, and we would have still been fighting that intersection.
City Finance Director Dave Wolf stood in for the mayor, who had to go back to work, and thanked the state for the project. Many of the attendees were involved in the project, including the workers and families from Southeast Earth Movers. Senator Bert Stedman also spoke briefly and hinted that some of the Sitka infrastructure projects vetoed this spring by former Governor Palin would be back on the table in the coming legislative session. He mentioned a walkway between Harrigan Hall and the O'Connell Bridge and improvements to Swan Lake, which he called a gem in the rough. Then he dismissed us to cake and punch. I followed James Weilman to the large aerial photo of the roundabout on the wall. Weilman watches the intersection all day from his office at the Alps Federal Credit Union. He's satisfied with the outcome.
No, we thought it would be better because it reduced the speed limit also, so that just improved the safety in the area. I didn't have any concerns at all. I know other property owners did, but I think it's worked out pretty well.
Assemblymember Nancy Cavanaugh was also looking at the photo, along with Pat Carroll, the DOT engineer who designed the roundabout. I asked Cavanaugh about the politics of change in a small town.
It is, people like the town the way it is. And you know, the stoplight, there were some things with that too. But it became kind of a football on the assembly. Yeah.
There was a lot of concerns about bicycles and pedestrians, and that was our issue that kept coming back to us over and over and over again, is what about the bikes and pedestrians? Sure, it'll work for cars, but what about the bikes and pedestrians?
People weren't convinced that it was really safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Carol told me that most drivers, bikers, and pedestrians get the hang of the roundabout in about 6 months and won't remember the old four-way stop after that. Right now, we're still ironing out the wrinkles. Carol reminds bikers that they have to take the lane in the roundabout and not stick to the side of the road where a car might pass. And for cars, the state law about signaling 100 feet before a turn doesn't really work in the confines of the modern roundabout. He suggests entering the roundabout with no signal, since it's obvious you're going in. And as you're leaving, a few blinks can't hurt, even though traffic code is silent on the issue.
The law is what the law is, and the law hasn't quite caught up to roundabouts yet. So,
in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.